SABC News, independent and impartial.
Eskom says it will comply with court ruling on Tegeta and Germany remains on high alert.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good evening. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. Eskom says it will comply with the court order setting aside its 3.7 billion rand coal contract with the formerly Gupta-owned mining group Tegeta Exploration and Resources. The power utility says the termination of the contract will not affect the supply of coal at its Majuba power station. The Special Investigations Unit secured a high court order to cancel 10-year contract. Eskom spokesperson Sikonati Manchancha.
We will comply with the court order, and we will, to the extent possible, assist the courts and the law enforcement agencies to deal with state capture and its consequences. So we welcome this court judgment.
Supporters of former SAA chairperson Dudu Mieni have assaulted a member of the Organization of Undoing Tax Abuses legal team and verbally threatened its advocate, Carol Steinberg, at the High Court in Pretoria. ALTA and the SAA Pilots Organization have taken Mieni to court to have her declared as a delinquent director for the rest of her life after the national carrier was plunged into chaos during her 6-year tenure as board chair. Additional security will now be deployed when the case resumes on Monday. Community activists attending the court appearance of the suspect in the Tasney van Wyk murder case have decried what they call South Africa's reckless parole system. The community says a number of children have been killed on the Cape Flats by people who were released on parole. Moedeen Pangaka's court appearance was followed by chaotic scenes after angry community members raided and torched the properties of alleged drug dealers. CEO of the Western Cape Missing Persons, Candice van der Rede.
How is it possible that for the Department of Justice to allow things like this to happen, send out these perpetrators into our areas without any of the community members known about it? I feel that the communities have been done a very great injustice.
PE police are investigating the killing of a young woman whose body was found with multiple stab wounds at the salt pans in Mission Vale. Police spokesperson Colonel Priscilla Naidu.
She was dressed only in a black gown with no underwear. She was wearing a black pump shoe while the other shoe was found laying in the water. There was an olive green cloth or a scarf wrapped around her neck. She had multiple stab wounds and bruises to her body. We have opened a case of murder.
And the German Interior Minister says a security threat from the far right remains very high after Wednesday's deadly attack in Hanau. 9 people of immigrant backgrounds were killed in the attack. The BBC's Damien McGuinness reports.
It sparked a national debate, firstly about how people can be reassured that something like this is not going to happen again, because people have already lost members of their